Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Right now it is us. It is hour number three. It is Bart and Han. 800-919-3776 is the number. And there's some interesting things that are being reported right now that I need to talk to you about. Because it's amazing that I have reached my free article limit when it comes to this story that I'm trying to open up, so I cannot open it up. But it is an interesting story that I'm trying to get to. In the meantime,
I love my mom.
What did your mom do?
She said, she texted me, Naomi Campbell was born in London, England. Thank you, Mommy.
Oh. That was
bloody
awesome.
Bloat. Love my mom. What's the England word for mom?
Mom.
Nah. Mom. Mom.
Mom.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Mom. Love you, Mom.
No, not hey. It's not Jamaican.
Hey, Mom. You said Greg Jones was from Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I'm mixing Naomi Campbell with, yeah. Hey, Mom.
I thought you were doing, hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Mom.
You were doing that to me the other day with the different jobs that bit.
I love my mom. Nobody supports their kid like my mom, man. She
listens
awesome.
Every show. Didn't you need to shout out somebody for a birthday?
Yeah. Not yesterday. It was the day before yesterday.
Earlier this week.
It was my earlier, 3 minutes later. I forgot. Yeah, my cousin Leah. She had her birthday, man. She's my younger cousin, but now she's a grown woman now. You know, her daughter is actually traveling to Orlando to learn how to be a chef. So she's a sous chef now. She's awesome. You know, the other kids, she's raised, I think, 5 beautiful kids, man. You know, the boys play basketball at a high level. You know what I mean? They got that Jason Tatum in there, though. You know what I mean? They pretty Rickies. You know what I mean?
Happens.
Yeah, because my cousin
Different
Liz,
generation,
she,
man.
She's Native American. You know what I'm saying? So they look like a bunch of Jason Tatums, you know what I'm saying? Pretty okay. Rickies, you know what they call them.
Okay.
Look, Christopher Williams.
Can you just say nice things?
Pretty mother.
Just say nice things. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
cuz! You don't have to go into the whole, like, what they look like. It's all good. Happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm saying Jason Tatum. I'm saying they balling, so they're going to be and like little Jason Tatums.
I got
That's
you.
How they aspire. They can't aspire more to be like the brick. They ain't got no ball spots.
More importantly, hi, Mama. Thanks for listening. Always good to hear from her. Still waiting on the pie.
I tell you what, she'll be here for my son's graduation June 6th. Okay. She can make one from scratch. That way it won't get broken up and like it won't get broken while we're traveling. If I was you,
yes,
I wouldn't ask for the pie. The pie is like her, that's the B side.
You want me to ask for more?
You want that banana pudding, say? From scratch. Pudding made from scratch, vanilla abstract, and some other flavors and butters I can't tell you about, son.
There's not many things I wouldn't do for really good banana pudding.
Yeah, we ain't talking about using that Jell-O pudding filling stuff. No, she making that from scratch, B. We might go out there and get the medicine thing and get the rock, the lava rock, like they do with the guacamole, and we gonna extract our own juices from the vanilla bean.
All of that sounds exciting. I'm in. You just have to invite me, which you never do. So
DA, no, she gonna make it for you. I'm gonna bring it to work.
I love it.
She'll be here. She'll be here the 5th, June 5th.
The 5th.
Actually, that's my other cousin's birthday.
It's my daughter's birthday.
Oh, is it? That's
Emma.
A good day.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeffrey Pippin.
I'll be working alone that day.
Really?
Yes, I will be. You know that.
Yeah, words hurt, man.
But
I'll be there in spirit.
You're very
man.
Busy.
I'll be there in spirit.
This is our last hour together for a little while, and it's frustrating for me. That's all I'm saying. So I'm acting out. Sorry. Can I give you a little report out of Philadelphia that we need to pay attention to?
Oh, absolutely. You've been talking about this.
I have been. And every time I click on the story, it tells me that my free my free reads are up because it's the Philadelphia Inquirer and it has a paywall.
Bro,
so I'm clicking quick and then I'm like reading a little bit, then I'm turning.
Man, you try to get the story like 2 seconds. You gotta take screenshots of it. You gotta get click on
he's
it.
Gonna, click, screenshots. So the guy who covers the beat writer, Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer, covers the Sixers. He has a report today that James Harden is expected to leave for the Rockets as a free agent. Remember, he opted out. He's expecting to leave.
Until...
Now, everybody thinks this is a leverage play.
Yeah, I think
no
so,
No one's
too.
Taking it. No one's taking it seriously.
No, I don't think. Come on, man. Why would you want to go there? After
I can give you a million reasons why he would leave Philly.
Come in this. Can Houston,
first of all,
can
the Rockets have cap space, so they can just pay him.
Oh, so him and Kyrie going to be back together?
Kyrie in Houston?
Well, you said they got payment. They said you said he got pay space.
Why would he and Kyrie be
why together? Why would he want to go by himself?
Houston, not Dallas.
I got
Houston.
That, but why would Houston – why would he want to go by himself?
Because
I understand
it's Houston.
I understand being brave and bold.
It's
but
Houston.
He came here to try and win a championship.
Right, but he's not interested in doing that.
So you think he's giving up on the championship thing?
Yes.
Or do you think he thinks he can lure another star like him and Paul George go to Houston?
I don't think he cares about that. I'm being dead serious. I think James Harden just wants to get out of the rat race. But he still wants the ball, and he still wants to get paid. And there is a gentleman's club in Houston with his jersey hanging in it that he also misses dearly.
He's put more people through college than Fannie Mae. Yeah.
He could do better in the world by living in Houston.
No taxes.
And not have to deal with the Philadelphia media and the fans who are so demanding, and Joel Embiid who's demanding, and like, get out of the Northeast and get out of this mess. Let me get down to warm weather and just no pressure to win, and an owner that will let me do whatever I want and also give him 4 years fully guaranteed, because the owner just wants to put people in the building. And if James Harden is coming back, I'm coming home.
Do they bring
him back, and there'll be a little bit of juice back into that.
Do they have
franchise.
Young? They have young talent. But
some. Yeah, they have some.
They've been picking high in the draft for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Where are they picking this year?
Where did they pick this year?
They're before the Pistons, right?
No. No, I don't think they were.
They ain't fourth?
They've got to be.
They're fourth.
Yeah, they've got to be.
Fourth,
yeah.
Pistons fifth.
I've got to look it up. I don't remember. Look, the Knicks
Blazers are third. Charlotte's second.
Are you looking already?
No, just remember because I was destroyed because we didn't get Wayway or Scoot.
But you still felt good, didn't you? Because you're getting amen.
Who's amen?
Amen Thompson. Can I get an amen? That's coming, right?
Yeah.
No, the NBA draft.
Bro,
why do you ask me questions like this? And
they're
now
fourth.
I answer them?
Thank you, phone a friend. He's fourth.
Yeah,
listen, I knew it was only four.
Another high pick.
I knew it was in the top five because I remember seeing the people sitting on the booth.
All right, so here's the here's why I bring
do
this
you trade
up.
The fourth pick to try
here's
and get
why
a
I bring this up
play
in New
with
York.
James Harden?
This is why I bring this up in New York, is that if James Harden is going to walk and leave Philly, does Joel Embiid be the next guy out?
Not next year. Maybe the year after that.
You don't think right away?
I don't think he can force himself out. He's just getting to the beginning
of his
contract. He's just getting to the beginning of his contract. I think they try and see if they can make it work with whoever they want. And if he leaves, then D'Antoni isn't a
well, D'Antoni, they won't. You know, if Harden leaves, you're not hiring D'Antoni.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You're probably
so
going
then it goes
Monty
back
Williams.
To Joel.
Or
I think
Sam.
You go Nick Nurse. Aren't they interviewing Nick Nurse first?
Yeah,
I think
they are. They're going to talk to Nick Nurse. Yeah, they're going to talk to him.
So I think it goes with Joel Embiid and what they feel.
Nick Nurse is going to drive him a little.
How about if they do that, then they have space to make a trade for maybe Van Fleet and get a point guard that way.
That's interesting. That's not crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's crazy.
And then that's
if you
still,
let Harden walk, do you kind of like figure out
you save
out
money
ways?
With Van Fleet, yeah.
And Toronto, remember, there was talk that Toronto wanted to blow it up at the deadline but didn't think they were getting enough value for their players. Van Fleet was available at the trade deadline.
Yeah, who was the other guy that was a defender that we thought we were going to try and get here in New York?
OG Anunoby.
Ebanubo.
Still could be available.
Right. So
he's got 1 year left on his deal.
Right, so I can see them going to get Van Fleet if Nick Nurse comes here, and then now they still have a bit of a big three, but then they still have space to go sign another player. You know what I mean? A good player,
they're
Josh
not have
Hart
space.
Type
no,
of player.
The Sixers do not have space. That's the problem.
What I'm saying with Van Fleet.
What about Van Fleet?
He's not making a supermax.
Yes, he's making a ton of money.
He's making more than James Harden was?
No, he's not making more than James Harden.
So that's what I'm saying. So they'll still have
James
some
Harden's
money
walking away.
The cap.
Bart, it's not like the NFL. They are
it doesn't
over
match.
The cap. Remember, they're over the
cap.
But
because they're on their birds' rights, then it don't matter. You can be over
the
cap.
Yeah, that's different. But if he walks, that doesn't make them under the cap, right? Like, it's not – that's not how it works.
But if they trade Nick Nurse and they trade the bird rights – I mean, no. If they trade Van Fleet.
You'd have to have pieces to do that. And if you're Toronto, what are you looking for to – you know, for him? Like,
we give you Tobias Harris for a year expiring contract. We give you Tobias Harris.
You need a
call. Yeah. We give you Tobias Harris. Get your expiring contract.
I don't think that's what they want. But I don't know. I'm just saying that would have to get figured out. Fred is an interesting name to fit with Embiid, but I'm not saying that that's – I'm just saying that Harden leaving starts a chain reaction. That's all I'm saying. And if they're reporting that he feels like he's going to leave, it's just something we obviously –
Maybe maybe now, Jim Butler comes back and goes and fulfills the prophecy.
Yes, that's not going to happen. Bart, we of course got off track because, you know, again, we started talking about your mom and pie and then we got into some other stuff. But we did forget one thing because it's hour number three. It is Bart and Han. It is Friday. And let's put all that together, put it in a blender, mix it up, throw it in a glass, drop a straw, drink it down. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour. Nuggets and Heat in 6.
Both of them in 6, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. I don't know. The Lakers, this was a question asked on Get Up this morning. I was on Get Up. And the question was, is this a must win for, let me see, what was I saying? Was game 2 a must win for the Lakers?
Nah.
And I said, no, it wasn't. Now, they lost the game. They're down 0-2. Now, of course, it's must-win territory, right?
They did it to Phoenix, right? And then Phoenix went and won 2, and it was tied up.
Right. So the takeaway from last night wasn't like, oh, no, the series and all that stuff. Now, if the Celtics lose tonight, it's a wrap. Series is over. Because the Heat winning 2 road games and then going home, and Boston not showing up tonight. I expect Boston to show up tonight. I expect they will even the series tonight. I expect all that. But if it doesn't happen, yes, that one. It's must win for Boston tonight. But it wasn't last night for the Lakers. But they still, they were in the game. It was a fight to the end. But the takeaway from the game that I had still wasn't about Denver. It wasn't about adjustments. It wasn't about Jamal Murray and what a great fourth quarter that was. It wasn't about that. My very first feeling, emotion, reaction to last night's game, they asked me to open Get Up with. And so I just spoke from the heart.
LeBron James' battery is drained. It's like an old iPhone. When you plug it in and try to charge it up, it never gets back to 100%. He might be at that point now. We have never really seen him like that. He still can defend. There's a lot of things that he still can do on the court because of his high IQ and still his skill level. But when you see things like that, a missed layup low, he can't finish a dunk on a fast break. He's easily defended because he's not jumping over you. I mean, look at this play right here. Is it slippery hands or is it just like I said, he isn't physically as dominant as he used to be?
Big problem there. Big problem right now. Bart, LeBron James looks old. And I've never thought that before when I've watched him play. And I've been watching him all season. He's always on national TV. And throughout this playoff run, I've never felt that way before. But after last night, it was that first time I felt like, man, Father Time's finally caught up to him. Mm. Is that a hater take? Because that's what, like, some people feel like it's a hater take.
I'm Buck Nasty, so I know hating when I hear it.
Yes, you do.
I think maybe, Allen, the pain from him not coming to the Knicks – may have seeped in.
He just did. He's like, you're doing what Keyshawn did this morning. You're just flipping. Like, Keyshawn this morning, so we were talking about it too. We were talking about Anthony Davis. And on the Anthony Davis thing, all I said was, it's like, what Anthony Davis is doing is perpetuating the idea that the bubble championship was basically a glorified summer league championship because it allowed him to have the perfect environment to succeed, because God forbid in these playoffs Anthony Davis can put together 2 good playoff games. And you know what he said? He said, would the Knicks would have won that championship? I said, why are you asking about the Knicks? He's like, well, you tell you, because the Knicks wouldn't have done anything and the Knicks and I'm like, but we're not even talking about the Knicks. Why are you asking about the Knicks? So as I always like to quote Socrates, when the debate is lost, slander is the tool of the loser. And that, so he did that. And then you bring up the Knicks. This ain't about the Knicks.
Well, when I hate on LeBron, it's always about the Pistons and him scoring 25 points in the third quarter when we thought we was going to go back to the championship, and he went full Jamal Murray on our ass in the third quarter.
Uh-huh.
And Tayshaun Prince looked like he talked about somebody looking old. Tayshaun Prince was the oldest young player ever because he came into the Pistons and he played all those playoff games, so he had the trail was off. And you know he had to play defense because they would have smacked his ass around. Larry Brown didn't play that. Him and Ben Wallace, you ain't play that. You ain't where you're supposed to be.
That 2007 conference finals really sticks to you, huh? You can't let go of it, can you?
That's why I call him the brick. It got nothing to do with him going to Miami, winning championships, the process. It's all what he did to my team when we wanted something.
He put an end to it.
Yeah.
That was the last you saw of that Pistons team. That is true. They got old. It happens. They got old, and guess what? He's old. He got old. It doesn't mean he sucks. It doesn't mean he can't play at a relatively high level. But he's not the LeBron
we are used
to seeing because the difference is not, well, he had almost a triple-double. He missed a triple-double by one assist. I get that. But it's not everybody else's standard that we've always held him to, Bart. We have held him to
ghost status. It's like when Magic got old when the Pistons bad boys ran his ass out the gym, pulled a hamstring because he was trying to keep up. He couldn't keep up with Dennis Rodman.
It happens.
And Sally was running out, beating his ass down the court.
And that's what it is. It's just simply that. It's like, it's the first time it really hit me. Like, whoa. Because normally he was like Wolverine. Yes, I know. He twisted his ankle. But I've seen him blow out his knee where he's all twisted up and he gets up, walks it off, and the next thing I know, he's dunking on everybody. Like, how the hell can he do that? He's just built different. He was always the guy in the fourth quarter that had more energy than you, that could run through you, could jump over you, made all the plays because he could outlast you. His best ability was his durability. And now –
Now he's trying to finger roll like Charles Smith and Patrick Ewing instead of dunking it.
And
finger
so
roll.
Will he
I
have,
never thought I saw LeBron try and reverse.
Will he have a vintage game? Yes. Of course he will in this series. It'll come. We know it. He did it against Golden State. He did it against Memphis. They need him game four.
They need him game four. Because Anthony Davis is going to come back and put up 50.
He better.
He's going to disappear in game four.
Man, he better.
So LeBron going to have to be ready for game four. Yeah. So he needs to take two games off because Anthony Davis is going to handle this game.
But I just don't feel – Anthony Davis is better. But I'm saying the LeBron that we were used to dominating a series and that's just he doesn't – and this – he doesn't have that gear.
That extra gear, yeah.
Against this team.
Any means necessary. I can go 48 if I have to and dominate like he did against Cleveland when he just backed up and he was a one-man show and everybody was hurt and he should have won the MVP even though they lost because of what he was able to do with carrying their team when Kevin Love and Kyrie got hurt.
Yep. And again, I go back to it. He's going to have great games again. I mean, this is not – he sucks. This is not that. This is –
What, hashtag make LeBron old. Great – hashtag make LeBron James young again?
Look, I made that point. I watched him and I went, wow, this is the first time I ever remember thinking he looks old. That's what I saw last night. Does anyone else – feel the same way if you watch the game? That's all I was thinking, playing it in the altitude, playing two games in 3 days of a series against a team that's playing fast, that's got a load in Jokic and Jamal Murray, just overwhelming, a well-coached team. And it was the first time it was jarring to me, like, that's the first time I've seen LeBron look like, it's the first time I've noticed the gray hairs, you know, like he looks old. It's not being disrespectful. It's just
It's Tom Brady last year.
Yeah, I guess you started to see that in him too, right? And his frustration when he would just start yelling at people, like the old man yelling at the
crowd. Where you going? Which way you going, Evan? Like, man, your ass don't forgot again. You forgot what court down it was two years ago.
Remember that? He forgot the down. So, I don't know. Does anybody agree or disagree with me on this?
So, because we ain't get no penalty.
I know if you look
so
on
you're telling
media,
me it's fourth down.
There's a lot going on.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, J-E-T-S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Where would you put Roadhouse among your like annual watch movies?
It's like Animal House. Like I'm sitting around chilling and stuff. It's something to do.
But it's just like if it's on, you're stopping, right? Like if it's on one of the channels, like you'll be like, oh, Roadhouse. I'll watch this for a bit.
Patrick
right?
Swayze, right?
Yeah, yeah. Sam Elliott.
Yeah, man. He was a tough guy in some tight jeans.
Yeah, he's a little small. Like, small for a bouncer.
Yeah, yeah.
but it's like, a character he can play.
Like, somebody should be able to lean up on your little bitty ass. So you telling me he that fast? He ain't jumping me? He ain't jumping. Which one of y'all kick me?
So 34 years ago today, in 1989, is when Roadhouse was released, if you want to feel old. That's how long it's been. The name... Dalton
Schultz. I don't know why I put Schultz in there.
Well, Schultz, why not? It just sounds good. 800-919-3776 is the number. So, yeah, let's do the LeBron thing with everybody because it seems like that's what everybody is willing to talk about with us as well. So, let's do it. How about we go down to Hotlanta and talk with Dave? What's up, Dave?
The lemon pepper.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
I wanted to point out the irony of, like in basketball, if you're a superstar – and you're in your prime, it pops off the...
Man, he went to a dead zone.
Yeah, we're losing you. No, we lost
Dave,
you.
Dave, man. You
can
know,
tell he was driving.
You got to have AT&T in Hotlanta, man, if you don't, mm-hmm. man.
All right, let's keep going. Omar and Yonkers, Omar.
Yes, what's going on, y'all?
How we doing?
Long time, first time. It's the power
hours.
What it do, baby?
Yeah, I seen you about a week ago. Didn't want to say nothing in the airport, my brother. He was handling your business. Much love. But, yeah, LeBron, year 20, 38 years old. He was playing phenomenal individually towards January, and then he got a foot injury. He may need surgery on it. Yep. So this is like where the correlation of age and the tread and wear and tear catch up to everybody. LeBron, he's been the outlier, you know. But in order for the Lakers to actually win this series, of course, AD is going to have to play more consistent because when you're not consistent, you can't be the best player on the team.
Thank you.
So LeBron is still the GOAT.
I mean, everything Omar said, cosign, like everything. How can you be the best player on the team in Anthony Davis, somebody that they're relying on to win a championship, if you can't bring it every night? And you can't, well, he can't really do that every night. Well, he's 30. Like, he's not 40. He's not LeBron's age. Yeah, you don't hold AD to the right amount of standard for some reason. Now, LeBron, like Omar said, yes, he got banged up this year. For the first time, it felt like injuries finally kind of got to him to a point where he just couldn't regenerate like Wolverine. Yet he still came back from a devastating ankle injury to play and lead his team to the conference finals. But last night, it's the first time where it's like, did it all come together? And finally, like, all right, he finally looks old. Father just, time finally caught him.
We've got LeBron on the Mount Rushmore. He just passed a guy who we had on the Mount Rushmore in Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was a Laker, he didn't have to be the best player. You still had Magic. You had Coop. You had Byron Scott. you're asking LeBron to be the best player when it's supposed to be AD's time to become Magic.
Yeah. And again, I mean, you have other guys are stepping up. Rui Hachimura has played really well.
Right.
Austin Reeves has played really well. Like, it's not like they're getting nothing from their bench or from their supporting cast. You're getting stuff from guys. You're like, really? Like, if I told you, Bart, in January that the Lakers will be in the conference finals and Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura would play big roles, you'd be like, who? Right? You say, who?
Remember when they made the trade? It was like, well, he ain't nobody.
When they traded for Rui Hachimura, I'm like, I don't know what this is going to do. Because with the Wizards, you didn't know what he was. He wasn't a great shooter. He wasn't a well-known defender. He was a guy that was coming along.
Yeah,
but they developed him into something that is a really special.
He's a very good
player.
Yeah, you can't tell me they developed him into something he wasn't already was. He just was in the wrong place, being used the wrong way. And I think they saw something in him. And once he got there, it was released and freed because he has a guy that's a basketball savant like that, that can get him the ball where he needs to be and get him in his spots and get him the touches and build his confidence up.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm sure the pressure's off kind of thing. Let's go to Billy in Staten Island. Shaolin, what's up, Billy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fans, both of you guys. Just quick, diehard Knicks fan, tough loss. Hopefully we can make a trade for Brandon Ingram. But my main point, I've been watching ESPN and you on GetUp, and everyone keeps making the point, oh, I don't understand why Boston doesn't play with urgency or they don't play with consistency. They don't play with urgency and consistency because they're 24. They've been there, or 25 years old. They've been there four times in a row. Huh? Jaylen Brown and Tatum both think we can do this every year.
And
I got to be honest, they probably can because they're excellent players. But I agree that there is no sense of urgency, but that's the reason. I mean, and you could blame that on the coach, but I blame that on age and lack of
They're taking it for granted, is what Billy's saying. Am I right or wrong?
The sense of urgency should be the fact that Jaylen Brown is unhappy there, and he may decide to go be a number one ace and be the guy instead of playing
true?
In the shadow.
Ooh.
It's the same thing that you had. It's the same thing that you had with Westbrook and Kevin Durant and James Harden. Mm-hmm. So he's tired of playing second fiddle when he's the guy with the killer instinct and not Jason Tatum, but Jason Tatum is the chosen one. So that's why it should be a sense of urgency.
Is that true with Jaylen Brown? Is that actually true?
Is what true?
Remember, he had to call them because they wanted to trade him. They wanted to trade him at the beginning.
Hang on a second. Billy, what are you asking?
Is that true that he wants out? Because if that's true, then I understand.
There have been reports that, and actually not just reports, he has also talked about how, you know, in two years he has the chance to be a free agent, and he has talked about how he's not necessarily comfortable in Boston as a market for, you know, social reasons. And although he loves the Celtics, you know, he has talked about how he's unsure what he's going
to
do going forward.
And they tried to trade him, so he knows
he's aware that they were going
to
trade him for
Kevin
Durant.
Last year.
He wasn't happy about that.
Then the urgency needs to be there. You're absolutely right. I didn't know if those were correct rumors or not.
Yeah, if I'm Jason Tatum, I've got to think to myself, like, I can't. Like, I feel like
Al Horford is 75 years old.
They messed around with the Hawks. That went six games for no reason. They messed around with the Sixers, and they had to chase that series down. They lost game one. They lost game four. Like, they were chasing this whole series. They lose twice at home. And so those are the reasons why it's like you look at them and go, do you guys have a killer instinct, or do you just figure we can turn it on whenever we want? And my response on the show this morning to the guys was, look, you can get away with that against certain teams. But the Heat, they're not going to let you get away with it, and it's going to cost them if they mess around. So they lose game one, they cannot lose game two. They lose game two tonight, the series is over. Thank you, Billy. I mean, it's an interesting perspective there from Billy. 800-919-3776. Tommy's in Connecticut. What do you got, Tommy?
Yo, first of all, happy effing Friday, boys. How are we doing?
Effing Friday, baby. How are you?
I'm good, man. So, I'm tired because I watched that whole 2.5 hockey games last
2 a.m.
night.
You stayed up to?
Yep. And then five and a half hours of listening to that stupid horn that the Carolina Hurricanes play.
But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, though, the thing with that game, right, that is amazing, because this series just got started. It's game one. And it's so funny how, like, we talked about it on Get Up this morning. We showed the highlight. It's like an exciting finish for overtime. And all I kept thinking to myself
was not exciting. It was not exciting at all. These guys looked like they were running in sand.
Exhausted. But Tommy, even better, how about the fact that you watched 5 hours of, you know, it was god-awful hockey. Like, you know it was. Painful, just sitting back, not necessarily trap, but you know how they just grind and oh, my God.
Forecheck change.
Thank you.
Why I was wondering what you thought about maybe the shootout coming into play in playoff hockey at some point.
No. You can't do it. Can't do it. I think the endurance thing in this is what makes it such a spectacle. It's very special. It's really the only sport. We rarely get this in baseball playoffs. You don't really get it a lot in the NBA. But in football, you certainly don't, which Bart and I are going to fight about that, as always. But this is special. Good.
When Bart was talking about crushing up the vanilla with the lava rock before,
yeah,
you're talking about a mortar and pestle.
Yes, he is. I knew what he meant. Yeah, like you make guacamole.
Whatever that. I thought it was a lava rock. That's not lava rock.
It's not lava rock, but that's all right.
Oh, no, you're gold. You are gold.
You know what, Tommy? I've reached that point now where I just can't stop him. I just go ahead. Like, I know what you mean.
That's not a lava rock. I thought it was a lava rock, man.
I mean, that would be an interesting taste.
No, what, Tommy? What is it?
It's a mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle.
What is that made out of?
It's a rock bowl with like a rock stick, and you
yeah. But I'm saying, where does it come from?
Rock.
From lava.
It says rock.
It's old lava.
What is that? It's made of rock. Where does it come from? Rock.
Yeah, well, rocks. It could be like granite. Right, it can be marble.
Can you cook with lava rock?
You absolutely make my day. Have a good weekend, fellas.
All the best, Tommy.
Are you smarter than a third grader? I feel like I'm.
Do you know, Bart? I throughout 3 hours of talking with you, there are countless times where it's literally like I'm like, nah, let it go. Because there's some that you know I have to say. I have to fill the blanks in. But there's other times I'm like, nah, I know what he means.
It's a brick and mortar. What the hell? That sounds like
C4 not a
brick, or something.
No. It's not a brick and mortar.
Oh.
No, it's a mortar and pestle. That's what it is.
But what makes it a mortar? Like mortar, I think about like mortars.
It's just
about
what
bombs.
They call it. It's a bowl, and then it's like a stone that you can just grind.
Yes, but
like,
what kind
like,
of stone?
Again,
yes.
The avocados.
Yes. Okay, well, all right. Well, I learned something new. You can learn a lot from a dummy. So everybody listen to me today, learn something because I said it wrong.
What is the hardest stone that you know of?
A diamond.
Aside from your biceps.
A diamond?
Well, they're not going to make it out of diamond.
Okay.
So, I mean, like I'm talking about
it has to be like
something
granite.
Something that is non-porous.
Quartz is weak, so granite.
Yeah, there you go. Right?
So it's a granite bowl.
It can be. Yeah, it can be.
Okay.
You can also get them with the actual I have one that I had
to pre-treat.
I had to pre-treat it so that
oil
it wouldn't absorb.
You
I had to do all that. Right. So,
but that's the best part of it. That's like a cast iron stone skillet.
Cast iron stone?
Yeah. Cast iron skillet. You know what I'm saying? You want it like that. You know what I mean?
Is it Friday? How do we know?
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It is Friday.
And you know why it's a better Friday? It's a better Friday because this ain't the first of the month. See, when it's just got paid Friday night, the Verizon and Con Ed and all, I'm like, yeah, I know. Run me my money. But just got paid Friday night, week three, baby. That goes to the pocket.
That's right. You can actually have some fun.
I belong
Everybody
to the streets.
Fun. The weather is just starting to get perfect right now, and this is the time of year we love. So let's enjoy it, and enjoy it safely, of course. You have the Case Show coming up in about 10 minutes, but in the meantime, we have with you just, you know, we just close up the show with a couple of thoughts. And one of them, Bart, of course, has to do with some news we talked about earlier this week. Ja Morant, now we'll see all the fallout and everything like that, but we heard on Tuesday from Adam Silver, and he talked about how shocked he was about seeing another video. Nike, remember the first time around, Nike still released his first sneaker, the Ja 1, shortly after the first incident that he had with the gun in the strip club. And they stood by him. Well, on Nike's website, they have pulled his Ja 1s. They're not available. Now, they haven't said anything, but they're not available to purchase. So it is something interesting as far as, you know, fallout on that side of it. So it's going to be interesting to see what the league ends up doing here. I don't know how long an investigation has to take, but I'm sure because it's the playoffs and they definitely don't want to announce anything during the finals, I can't imagine that we're going to hear much until maybe after the finals are over. Maybe after the finals, before the draft kind of situation. But still, for Ja, he just got this deal with Nike. You talk about dream come true kind of situation, having your own sneaker, but you can't purchase it on the website, at least not right now. What do you think of the Steelers keeping Mitch Trubisky at 3 years, $19 million with incentives up to $33 million? Kenny Pickett is their starter, but Trubisky, think about how fast – he's just now a backup. He is signed just to be a backup. That's what he is now.
And this tells you that he accepts that he's a backup, and he knows that he has no choice but to hope that maybe either Pickett gets hurt or Pickett doesn't play well and they go to him and he can catch lightning in a bottle. So this is him trying to make sure that he can secure some money in his pocket. But a quarterback, $19 million a year.
Well, think about it again. A guy that at one point
number
was
number two
a,
pick.
Yeah. I mean, and then supposed to be the future franchise quarterback of the Chicago Bears. And this is where he is right now. But, you know, we shall see where things go. But that was a little bit of news in the NFL. All right, Bart. I know you did your homework. I know you're ready. It's another weekend of sports. What is it that you can't wait to see this weekend?
Well, this is easy for me. I mean, this is even a hard assignment, man. I'm going straight to the association. I want to see what's going to happen. Can Jimmy Buckets get three? Can Jimmy Buckets get her done? Can Jimmy Buckets carry his squad? Like, can Jimmy Buckets continue this journey on being the first team since the Knicks to be the eighth seed and go all the way to the promised land? This is something that I think is great for Jimmy Buckets, who's not seen as a superstar, who's seen as a star, but this got to put him in that superstar dog type of status. And what does that mean for Missoula if they get bounced? And what does that mean for the future of Jaylen Brown? It has so many ramifications, and I can't wait to see if that happens. And then you told me Saturday, not Sunday, the Brick's got to go back and get into that cryotherapy chamber, the hyperbaric right. chamber. He got to try and put on his Superman cape just in case Bert don't show up. But I think Bert will show up. I just don't know if LeBron is going to be healthy. We see how that ankle's going to feel. So it's a lot of intrigue because you can say whatever you want that it doesn't a series doesn't start until a team loses at home. But, man, if the Joker go there and get that one, it's barbecue chicken. Nobody's ever come back for 3-1. But, man, that's not what I'm going to be watching Saturday, oh, you talk about undisputed welterweight champion of the world, Devin Haney facing Lomo. Mm. Oh, man, Ukraine, the pride of Ukraine, serving actively to go for the undisputed, all the belts. We know that Tank Davis is in that division, but Tank don't have no belts. He's just the linear champion. He's the people's champion. And this is going to – listen, Lomo takes all those belts. Now this means we maybe set up something for Tank and Lomo, but Devin Haney is a guy that got all the skills, got the belts, went to Australia and won the belts, but he got no power. And either if he loses to Lomo, it's probably a rematch clause. But if not, he got to go see Tank, because Tank is where all the cheese is at. Where the money reside. Yeah, Lomo Haney won.
Busy weekend, right? Busy weekend. Yankees and the Reds, they start a series tonight. You got the Guardians in at Citi Field. They play the Mets. That's tonight as well. Can the baseball teams keep it rolling as well? And you know, it's a Friday. Bart, it's always about the good vibes.
I can't
right?
come in a corner. That's if you want.
This is what you love, right? This is what you want.
I love
people don't
Mr.
understand
B.
how good this is. But you got to take this home. Game so cold, I catch pneumonia.
I got Mac pneumonia. Instagram, Mr. Beans, I think.
This is really good. This is the kind of stuff that you got to take with you into the weekend.
This how we going out for the whole month of June. This how we going every Friday.
Take it out this way, and this is what we want to do. Legendary baller, it's our guy.
I'm gone.
That's how you celebrate the weekends, baby. K-Show next. Bart, I'll see you when I see you.
I holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.